One of the things about Scripture that I think as Episcopalians sometimes we miss, but I think our Jewish brothers and sisters often have a better grasp on it, is sometimes there are some wonderfully funny lines in the Bible. I don't know, and today, whenever I always have a hard time keeping a straight face when they read the story of Pentecost. And Peter, of course, gets up there to defend them and says, "Indeed, these are not drunk, you are as you supposed, for it is only 9 o'clock in the morning." Apparently, Peter hadn't heard that it's 5 o'clock somewhere. But, you think about all these men and women who witness those early apostles and disciples, those men and women who had followed Jesus from the very beginning, and those who joined him on the way. When they came out of the place where they were meeting, and they started talking in all sorts of tongues, you can imagine why people might have thought that something was going on. Because in a way, a party was happening. Because the Holy Spirit, the advocate who Jesus talked about in the Good News this morning, came to those who followed Christ and filled them with the holy fire, encouraging them and giving them the inner knowledge and the willingness to go out and to proclaim the good news, giving each of them various gifts of the Spirit so that they could take the church into the world. Now, I know we often call Pentecost the birthday of the church. So I guess in that sake, happy birthday, everybody. But I often wonder about that I myself often wonder if this really is the birthday or something greater. I often see the birth of the church happening when this carpenter turned itinerant preacher showed up after spending 40 days in the desert. Showed up on a shoreline and said to a bunch of fishermen, "Follow me." Because that has been the message of the church, to come and follow Christ, to come hear about the good news of God, to come share in this wondrous thing that God has given us. Yet on this day, when we celebrate the Feast of Pentecost, we celebrate this wonderful faith that could no longer be contained. These men and women who knew Christ personally, who have been kind of keeping a low profile since the crucifixion, are now going out into the world. This wonderful scene in here where they come out rejoicing and they're talking and all the various spirits, they're preaching the good news. No longer is the good news to be contained amongst a small group. At this moment of Pentecost, the church explodes. It goes into the world. It is no longer just a small Jewish sect. It takes on a life of its own. And it continues to this day. Now, there are a lot of reports out about the decline of Christianity. And as our bishop pointed out last week, you know, we've lived in kind of an unusual period of time since after World War II, in which Christianity, I think for good, bad, or indifference, became really sort of the forefront of our culture. And in some ways, I think this is sort of a blessing, this idea of Christianity, the so-called decline, because it gives us a chance now to really do the work of the church, to follow the example of those early disciples and apostles, to go out in the world to proclaim the good news for what it truly is. You know, we all have an understanding of what it means to be a follower of Christ. You know, we as Episcopalians may share, you know, some various doctrines, some ways of life, but for each of us, our understanding is a little bit different, and it comes from our experience. But all those individual experiences create something greater. We have an opportunity to share with one another our own stories and to take those stories in the world around us, to allow other people to know what the good news, what Jesus Christ has done for us. Now, we wear red on this day. You know, we wear red very infrequently in the church. More often than not, if you're seeing red, it's on a weekday. And it's usually on a day in which we are honoring a martyr. So often the red we wear is about blood. You know, indicates the blood of the martyrs. But there are some Sundays in the year especially, such as Palm Sunday, as in this day where we wear red, to symbolize the Holy Spirit, the fire that we are told about. So you have two very powerful things represented this day, and all of you, you know, so many of you wore red today to celebrate this day. You know, today we look back at the blood of those who came before us, but we also celebrate that fire that burns within each of us, that fire that came with us when we were baptized. You know, when we are baptized, you know, you'll notice on your calendars, good Episcopalians, that this is also referred to as Whit Sunday, which is sort of a corruption of, you know, and a jamming together of White Sunday. And sort of odd, why on a day that we are told to wear red, they call it White Sunday? Because this was a day in which people were often baptized. Now we have this tendency, like when we had the baby, we, you know, dress them in the white gown ahead of time. But in the early church, when you were baptized, and, you know, it's generally as adults then, once you were baptized, they put a white robe upon you. So that's why we call this Whit Sunday or White Sunday also, because this was a day in which was so important that we held baptisms, because we realized that the Spirit was upon us. Now, that Spirit of our baptism is still within all of us. And if we give it a chance, it has a possibility of growing and becoming something stronger. It has a way of going outside the confines of this building, of this property, and into the world in which we live. And it's there in which we proclaim the good news. I think too long as a people, we've expected other people to spread the message of Christianity for us. And as we noticed, you know, so many of those people are in Washington. And I tell you what, it's, you know, it's never a good idea to have a politician representing you for anything, especially your faith. we're living in a society that in some ways where I find it very odd that reality television celebrities have become our moral compass. We're living in a world in which we have, you know, pundits, you know, both telling us how it is to be a good Christian, which really seems to have very little at times to do with anything with being a Christian. It's time for us as God's people to live into our own faith, to not rely on other people to do what we have been called to do. And the thing is, the ability to do so is within each and every one of you. You all have gifts that come from the Spirit. You all have your own personal testimony. And you all have an experience being part of a wonderful community of faith. All you have to do is now share it. As I said a few weeks ago on some of the studies, that it shows that the average Episcopalian invites somebody to church, you know, once every 19 years. And, you know, and the question is when was the last time you invited somebody to church? And this doesn't mean, you know, that if you're a parent that you gave your child a hard time about not coming to church. I mean, invited somebody to come join you, to be a part of this, to take that risk. Because, as we all know, when you send out an invitation, it's just quite possible the person's going to say no. But I think even scarier, what happens if that person says yes? So my brothers and sisters, on this Pentecost, this day we celebrate our birthday as a church, I encourage you not to make it once every 19 years that you invite somebody, but to go out of your way on a regular basis to say, hey, you know, I go to church here. I'd be glad to invite you or, you know, pick you up, meet you there. You know, there's no pressure. If nothing else, at least, you know, they'll get something decent to eat afterwards. You know, I mean, if they didn't enjoy church, at least they'll enjoy the food. You know, it is all about feeding people. You know, it's about feeding our stomachs, you know, but it's also about feeding the Spirit. And so my sisters and brothers, live into the Holy Spirit. Leave the Advocate work through you. Be Pentecost. Be a fire that will not stop.